Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Bombay House is doubling down on digital. Tata Sons plans to infuse $400 million into its e-commerce business, Tata Digital, which includes platforms such as BigBasket, Tata 1MG, and Tata Click, according to a report by Debarshi Chaki and Swaraj Singh Dhanjal. The investment will be funded from Tata Sons' dividend haul from Tata Consultancy Services. This capital infusion is crucial for Tata Digital's efforts to turn around its business amid stiff competition in India's e-commerce space. While corporate giants are pressing ahead with expansion plans, urban consumers are still holding their purse strings tight. Consumption in towns and cities has slowed because of stagnant wages and tighter credit conditions since FY24, but experts say that income tax cuts, easing inflation, and a long-awaited GST rationalization could offer a short-term boost, report Adrija Chatterjee and Ishan Gera. However, economists caution that for a sustained recovery, structural constraints related to low income and job creation must be addressed. Apple's iPhone exports from India surged by 53% from a year earlier to 23.9 million units in the first half of 2025. This is Apple's fastest ever first half ramp in the country. Foxconn led with more than half the volume, while the Tata Group now accounts for nearly 4 in 10 iPhones exported from India. The US emerged as the primary export destination, accounting for 78% of iPhones shipped from India. India is now seeing the early stages of iPhone 17 production testing. It's payout season for some. Promoters and employees of 361 WAM cashed in on the company's post-UBS deal stock rally, selling shares worth 48 crore 3 lakh rupees in 3 months since the deal was announced on April 22, reports Swaraj Singh Dhanjal. The promoters accounted for 374 crore rupees of this selling. The volume of insider selling post the UBS deal represents a 2.7 times jump from the 178 crore rupees worth of shares sold by insiders in the 3.5 months preceding the deal. Indian mutual funds saw a rise in the value of their foreign equity portfolios in June, led by gains in large-cap US technology stocks. Funds added to or benefited from existing exposure to stocks such as Meta Platforms, Microsoft, Amazon, Nvidia, and Alphabet, while trimming holdings in Vodafone Group, Cognizant, Tesla, and Adobe, reports Anisha Kumar. Meta led the gains, with mutual fund holdings rising from 4,185 crore rupees in May to 4,766 crore rupees in June. India's content censorship rules are being tested in the courtroom. Aihik Sur reports on Solicitor General Tushar Mehta's defense of India's content takedown regime in a case involving X Corp, formerly Twitter, before the Karnataka High Court. Mehta argued that the internet scale and misuse demand urgent regulation, and that unchecked virality on platforms such as X can spread falsehoods at scale with real-world consequences. And finally, check out Vivek Kelka's piece on Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar's visit to Beijing and how it underscores the high-stakes, high-wire act that India needs to perform to balance economic realism with geopolitical rivalry amid a shifting global order. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.